Till then, make sure you take care of yourselves, but most importantly.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization said Friday that it would assess monoclonal antibodies and other antiviral drugs in its trial of potential COVID-19 treatments after the trial found that Gilead Sciences' remdesivir has no impact on survival rates. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavoured to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month, or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And one of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on President Trump's promise that a coronavirus vaccine might be available before Election Day.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert Bourla's vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November. Another drug maker, Moderna, has also said the earliest it could seek emergency approval is late November. The president's been saying for weeks a vaccine will be available in weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern appears headed for a landslide win and a second term in office during early vote counting in New Zealand's election. With about one-third of votes counted Saturday, Ardern's Liberal Labour Party had nearly double the amount of voters than its main challenger, the Conservative National Party. One question will be whether Labour can win an outright majority in Parliament, something that has not happened since New Zealand implemented a proportional voting system 24 years ago. Typically, parties must form alliances to govern, but this time there is a chance Ardern and Labour will be able to go it alone. Rescuers raced against time early Saturday to find survivors of a fresh missile attack, which killed at least 10 people and wounded 40 others in Azerbaijan's second largest city. Azerbaijan accused Armenia of the attack that destroyed residential homes in the latest sign that a Russian brokered ceasefire agreed last Saturday to allow the side to swap detainees, and the bodies of those killed had all but broken down. More than 10 people were killed, 40 others wounded. Azerbaijan's presidential aide said in a tweet, Armenian and Azeri forces fought new clashes Friday, defying hopes of ending nearly 3 weeks of fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. And the United States is condemning NATO ally Turkey after reportedly carried out its first test of a highly advanced Russian air defense system in defiance of U.S. warnings. Turkey's defense ministry is refusing to confirm or deny the test firing. A French teacher who had recently shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad was killed outside of his school on Friday. AP's Mike Gracia.
With students on caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad was beheaded Friday on a street in a town northwest of Paris. Police later fatally shot the suspected killer. The French anti-terrorism prosecutor's office says it has opened an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive. French media report the suspect was an 18-year-old Chechen who was born in Moscow. The attack came as a trial is underway on the January 2015 newsroom massacre at the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo after it published caricatures of the Prophet of Islam. I'm Mike Gracia.
A French teacher, again, who had recently shown the students the cartoon to Prophet Muhammad, was killed outside the school. French President Emmanuel Macron visited the site. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington. Are you ready to get your Pan-African groove on? Because I'm bringing it right now. Now, the first 30 minutes or so is just loaded with awesome music from Zimbabwe, Mali, Cape Verde, Nigeria, and Kenya. And then a feature interview is with Ghanaian singer Don Sigley. Now, his new single and pre-release to a forthcoming album due out November 8th has got the whole northern region of Ghana dancing and posting all kinds of selfies all over social media. At the bottom of the hour, I have another feature. It's not an interview, but rather a lively discussion with Kwame Ofori about the upcoming MTV EMA Awards in November. So we talk about the 7 African nominees for Best African Act. And then the rest of the hour, guess what? We are listening to some of the best music from those nominees. So since we've got 2 features, I'm going to start us off with lots of music and little talk. Listen, there's enough chotch later on in the show to balance that out, so don't worry about that. We are starting off in Zimbabwe with Ja Preza and his awesome 2019 single, Sadza Ne Muriwo.
Chandaire swana Najo kumagura pasi pe mutamba Daigaro mukumbira chibuda munamba Uga virengera ndicha pare maka Nijo jo chimandara chandaire swana Najo kumagura pasi pe mutamba Daigaro mukumbira chibuda munanga Uga virengera ndicha pare maka No tatsane
People, 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 This is Music Time in Africa.
Listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha os catamata, bem com hora para banhar caminho. Esse convivência de senhores vivência, a ciência de uma consequência, a existência de uma extravagância. Esse convivência de senhores vivência, a ciência de uma consequência, a existência de uma extravagância. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha os catamata, bem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha os catamata, bem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha os catamata, bem com hora para banhar caminho. Angola, Angola, oi, força, a minha os catamata,
all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was the majestic music of Cape Verde by the late Queen of Morna, Cesaria Evora. Before that was Hinizi from Mali, and we kicked off today with Ja Preza from Zimbabwe. I'm so happy to have you listening today. It's great to have you here. I've got one more jam for you before we meet Don Sigley from Tamale, Ghana. But first, we be vibing to these gentle sounds of Simi with Ayo.
My blessing on now. Baby,
right. Yeah, that was Simi from Nigeria. Okay, it's time to meet our first featured guest. He's one of Northern Ghana's most popular singers. His name is Don Sigley. And on September 4th, Don released his new single and music video. So earlier this week, I spoke with him virtually. Me, of course, here in Washington, D.C., and Don in Tamale, the capital city of Ghana's northern region. We talk about the song and what it's all about and why his fans are just going so crazy over it. And then also radio presenter and DJ Samed Gaida, also known as Original Sound Boy. Everybody in Ghana knows him on Diamond FM 97.3, which is one of our VOA affiliate radio stations, by the way. So shout out to you all on Diamond FM. I miss you guys. So anyway, Samed arranged this interview. And you'll hear him jumping in on the action near the end. He gets Don to sing his favorite song off of the upcoming album, which is called Pagli. I hope I said that right, in Dagbani. Okay, here's the interview. Don, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. What is this song all about?
The title of this particular song is Gungunlelgu. And it's all about, money. In this song, I pray to God that he blesses us with a lot of money. And if he is going to bless us, he should bless us with the money that will stay with us and not the gungunlelgu type, the short-lived type, you know.
I see.
So that's gungunlelgu for you, you know.
Okay. So, quick question, Don. What does lafu mean? I hear lafu, lafu. What is that?
Yeah. So, lafu is in my local dialect, which means money. So, I'm praying, like, lafu ye, lafu ye, anduma temte lafu. Money. Yeah, God, please bless us with money. And if you are going to bless us with the money, bless us with the money that will stay with us and not the gungunlelgu type. Gungunlelgu type, gungunlelgu doesn't stay with us for long.
No good.
It's short-lived. So that is as I explained earlier.
So, Don, why do you think fans love this song so much? I mean, there are so many little selfie videos of different people, men, women, old, young, dancing, singing along. It's amazing.
Because everybody loves money. I think that is also the way it is being presented. The message is too catchy, you know. And whoever understands the language, when you listen to the song, you would actually appreciate what I'm saying.
Can you describe one or two things that you say specifically that really resonate with people?
Yeah. From the beginning, like I asked the question, I said, so is this me? Take a look outside my house. So I have love like this. People actually love me like this. And I couldn't see this simply because I was not rich.
I see. So are you critiquing people who love other people for their money? Or are you just saying it's a fact of life? When you have money, people come to you. They're drawn to you.
Definitely. Like, when if you have money, there are a lot of people who are going to come to you. It's a fact. Whether if you're an adult or a teenager or even a baby. Trust me, if you have money, people love you.
Even a baby, huh?
Even a baby. Everybody would love to take you. Hey, how are you?
Beautiful baby. You know,
beautiful baby. But if you don't have money, oh, they won't even call you baby, they'll call you Pekin.
Now, do you have an album coming up?
Yes, this particular song, Gungulelugu, is actually a song of an album. It's expected to come in 20th November. It should be on all the digital platforms. It is Don Sigley, D-O-N, space S-I-G-L-I. Yeah, you know, and the title of this particular album that is coming is Pale. Pale, just P-A-G-L-I. Yeah.
I'm so glad that you are doing all of your songs in Dagbani. I just think that language is so beautiful. It's amazing. And you sing it, you really bring out the beauty of that language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the language in which I can express myself to the best of me, you know. So, yeah.
So Don, before we say goodbye, would you like to sing a little bit more?
Sure. You know, this is what I do for you.
Ella, can I come in?
Yes, come in.
Yes, I was saying that there's this beautiful song. That's the first track on the album. I wanted him to end with the freestyle.
Great.
Yeah, the title of the song is Health is Coming. And you know we are in coronavirus season. People are scared. People don't know when they will get back to their normal lives. But this song talks about a health that is coming, what we've all been waiting for as far as COVID-19 is concerned, a vaccine, a health that will come and rescue us all so we can get back to our normal lives. I'm sure if it wasn't for COVID-19, we probably would be doing this in the studio at Diamond FM, right?
Yes.
So yes, that's my favorite song. Even though I love Gungulelugu, but my favorite is the track one, Help is Coming. It's not released yet, so it's going to do an exclusive for you, Heather Maxwell.
Yeah, so it goes like, help is coming, yeah. Help will come, yeah. Help is coming, oh mama, help will come. Yeah. Come to us, comfort us, dwell with us, and be with us. Your company, what we need. Take the lead so the blind could see. Come to us, comfort us, dwell with us, and live with us. Uplift the people from poverty, and shield the people and from disease. We'll be there one day, is our destiny. We believe one day you will come for we. But before then, we pray thee to come to we. Emmanuel, help we need, bring to we the help we seek. Help is coming. Help is coming, mama. Help is coming, oh mama. Help will come, yeah. I said, help will come, help will come, help will come to me and you. It will come, and when help comes, we shall be free. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's
help
the song.
Is coming, you know.
That is beautiful. It is a prayer indeed, isn't it?
Sure, it is.
Can't wait to hear that on the new album, Don Sigley. Thank you so much for joining. Samed Gaida, thanks for joining in there at the end.
Thank you, too, Heather Maxwell.
Stay safe in Tamale, Ghana.
And safe to you. Stay safe wherever you are.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam.
All right. Hey, guys. So now you know Don Sigley. And watch out for that new album coming out in November. Okay, now we're heading over to Kenya with some smooth R&B. This is singer-songwriter Irosh with his new single released October 5th called Fire. Now, this song is a slow-burning fire to me. It's more like a smolder. You know, I think he should rename it Smolder. Anyway, let's listen, and then Kwame Ofori joins me by phone for that lively discussion I mentioned at the top of the hour about the 7 African nominees for Best African Act in the upcoming MTV EMA Awards, November 8th. Yes, that was Kenyan artist Irosh with his new single, Fire. But honestly, don't you think it should be Smolder? Okay, now let's go to my conversation with Kwame from earlier this week about the MTV EMA Awards. Hey, Kwame, how are you?
I'm great, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It is nice to see you as always. Looks like you got a little hairdo, haircut, not a do.
Yes,
men don't get hairdos.
Some do. I shaved it down.
Home improvement. Home improvement. All right. Well, so this week, as I explained to everybody earlier, we are not doing Song of the Week. We're going to do something different. We're just going to chit-chat about the upcoming MTV EMA Awards. EMA stands for Europe Music Awards, for people who don't know that. There are 7 artists up for awards for Best African Act.
Yes.
So let's just talk about them. The reason this is important is because this is one of those awards which is all based on voting. And so this is something that people can do from home. You don't need to go out anywhere. And it's fun. You can get involved. The actual thing doesn't happen until November 8th, so there's a lot of time. So let's talk about it.
Yes. So the selection is very good. The first one I see here is Kabza De Small, who is South African. Mm-hmm. Then there's Brenna Boy, Nigerian. Mm-hmm. We have Rema. And then we have Sheba Karungi, whose song with Panda we played some weeks back. And then we have Master KG. And she's from Uganda, by the way.
Yeah.
We have Master KG with one of the biggest songs right now on the continent and in the world, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
We have Gaz Mwete, who is Congolese. And then we have DJ Mafori Sahui, South African. So a lot of South Africa representing in the list. And then, you know, two Nigerians and one Congolese and a Ugandan.
Exactly. And the only woman is the Ugandan, by the way.
Yes.
So guess what? I have to tell you, just because of that, and because I actually really, really like Queen Sheba, I like how she's strong and her voice is really good. She's a strong singer. I really want her to win. I'm sorry. I love all of them, but I want her to win just because I want to see a female artist winning, okay?
I can't argue with that because, you know, you and I are always advocating for the female artists on the continent.
Yep.
And it would be nice to see them, you know, push. And then the music industry on the African continent is very male dominant. Mm-hmm. So it would be very nice to see the guys, you know, push for Sheba to win like you want. But personally, I think Burna Boy or Master KG have a chance. Because Burna Boy released his recent album, African Giant, and Master KG has the biggest song right now on the continent and probably the world, which is Jerusalem. They call it the African Slide.
Yeah. let me interrupt you here. First of all, Burna Boy, in reaction to that, you know, he won the BET USA Awards that happened back in June. Now, that one, there were some other African artists for Best International Act. Rema was also up, but he didn't win. Sha Sha from Zimbabwe was up. She actually won. I don't even know that singer, so we're going to listen to something by Sha Sha later. And, you know, Burna Boy already won. So I think Burna Boy has a higher fan base in the U.S. outside of Africa than maybe Europe. We'll see.
I see what you're saying. So it will be interesting to see who comes.
It will. I think you might be right about Jerusalem, but Kwame, when I listen to the song without watching the videos, the song doesn't really reach out and jump at me like a super catchy song. I don't think it's actually the song. I think it's more the dance.
Really?
I mean, could you sing right now, could you actually sing the melody of that song?
I could, because I've watched it so many times.
All right, let me hear it. Let me hear it. I'm going to put you on the spot.
No, I'm not about to do that.
Why? Because you can't sing or because you actually can't sing?
I can sing, but... And I'm sort of agreeing with you to an extent, because the only reason why it rings to my head is because so many people on social media have used it to dance. And really was the dance that propelled the song. But so yes, I agree with you. If it wasn't for the dance, it would have been, you know, a good song that really everyone just, you know.
Right. It's interesting. So we will see. I kind of think, though, that one's gonna win. But, you know, I also really love Rema from Nigeria.
Yes.
Isn't he just...
Yes.
Yeah, you were saying you liked his song. I mean, I can't even pick one of my favorite songs, but he's so adorable. I just want to kiss his cheek.
He just Rema's listening to this. Heather has a crush. Yes.
No. He's actually more like my son. What is he, 24, 23?
He's very young. He's definitely in his early
20s. And he has a baby face.
Yes. I mean, that helps him with the girls, with the ladies.
I know.
But
you know, I mean, think about it. Do Maybe, that song Do Maybe came out a year ago. It has 29 million views on it. Do
Maybe.
Yes. 29 million.
With Rema and his music... he always brings the vibe. Always brings the look at Dume B. And with his current song, Woman, which I personally love, he has about 4.3 million streams on YouTube, just with the audio.
Yeah.
And that should tell you the kind of weight he carries in today's Afrobeat music scene.
All right, well, so we like him. I'm kind of rooting for him, if not Queen Sheba, but I'd like to see Rema up there. Burna Boy's already got so much attention. He doesn't need another award, everybody loves him. But I did notice that the song Jerusalemma has a newer version with Burna Boy also sharing the feature. Yeah, so that's really nice. Maybe we'll listen to that later because it's got Master KG, who's the musician, the producer. And then you got now Burna Boy. And then there's also the original vocalist, Zikode, who's gorgeous, beautiful voice. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah,
beautiful.
All right. Well, anything else? We've got a couple more. There's Gaz Mawete. I like him. I like his old song, the one Olingi Nini. Olingi Nini, baby, Olingi Nini. And, for the Francophone countries in Europe, I'm sure he's got some weight there.
Definitely.
But,
with the French songs and, all that.
Yeah. And then King of Ampiano, as they call him, Kabza De Small. He's got a great, cool sound from South Africa.
Yes. He does. But I'm wondering, even amongst themselves, if I'm supposed to compare between Kabza De Small and DJ Maphorisa,
yeah.
Maphorisa is much more out there. Like, Maphorisa is probably better known than, Kabza De Small.
You might be right. Kwame, I got to tell you, when I try to do research on these two, and a lot of times they even collaborate, and their sound, it sounds intermixed to me.
Exactly. Because,
right? Who's who?
It's there. The sound is similar.
Like an ambiance sound. It's like an ambiance sound. Yeah. I remember when I was in South Africa, I went out with some wonderful friends there, and we went, where were we? Oh, it was great, man. We were in Johannesburg somewhere. And, it was one of those outdoor clubs where that music is just ongoing and it's just the vibe. And, you park your car far out, you see the lights where everybody is, and you hear that music already as soon as you get out of the car. And you know it's on. People are drinking, having a good time. It's like a vibe sound.
Yes,
I don't know. I'm not sure how that's going to win an award, but maybe it will. We don't know.
It just might. But between the two, if I was on the committee and I had to pick, I would go for DJ Maphorisa just because of his repertoire and the amount of collaborations he's done.
He doesn't stop. But remember, Kwame, there's no committee. This is a voting. So you're going to vote, but don't tell people on the air what you are. I already did, though. Why am I saying that?
All of these people, I love their music. It could go any which way. But personally, favorites to probably win might be Rema or Master KG. Rema with Woman and Master KG with Jerusalemma.
That's what you think. I'm going for the queen.
Yes.
All right, well, this was fun. And you know what? We are just going to rock out the rest of this hour with songs by artists that we've been mentioning. They call me a red. No deform, move for me, oh yeah, shake your bum bum. Bend your waist, make a feel a ring tan. Boy, me, I like it when you do that, I get on. Dirty, dirty, go, let it go. Oh, di dan dan, oh my bami joe. Take it easy, no go break my bone. Hey. I go rock your body when you enter my zone. Hey. My lover, you make me shiver. Nakupenda, bring your body.
Do it, dope. Dance for me, clean up the dance.
Sweet Sensation by Queen Sheba of Uganda. And so now, as I said to Kwame, we are going to groove out the rest of this hour with songs that I especially like, and Kwame too, from the 7 nominees for Best African Act at those MTV EMA Awards coming up. So from here on out, you are going to hear Woman by Rema, followed by Burna Boy's Wonderful, and Jerusalema by Master KG.
Another banger. I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect. I get one with be my sponsor. I get one with they call me honey. One way they do me witchy witchy. She they do like patience or soccer. Wale. My
She's known across the globe as Hetamaso, but we call her Akoswa right here in Ghana.
Time in Africa with the most beautiful Hetha Maxwell. Maxwell. She's very well.
Yeah. me, ay colana, buso a me, au colana. No lo sé, su hambre na, ya voy a mí, ay colana, buso a mí, au colana.
Dilemma, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you all so much for joining me this hour, and I cannot wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thanks to Don Sigley and Samed Gaida for that great interview from Tamale, Ghana, and also to Kwame Ofori for that fun and lively discussion about the MTV EMA Awards coming up in November.